It's 1961. At a gathering in their home in Milan, Pietro and Gianna share some wonderful news with their friends and family. But on a long-awaited holiday in the mountains of Courmayeur, Gianna discovers something worrisome and fears it may threaten her growing family's happiness.
The Saints. Adventures of Faith and Courage. Gianna Mola. Episode 4, Joy in New Life. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
For those who don't know Pietro, describe what the town of Courmayeur in Italy is like.
The town of Courmayeur. What can you not say about it? It is stunning in its natural beauty. The mountain ranges, the sunsets. And then there's a little town that feels like it hasn't been touched for 100 years. It is truly some kind of paradise. If you don't mind the cold.
Why did Gianna love to vacation there in particular?
Gianna loved it. Well, obviously because she loved the mountains. She loved skiing. But Gianna, she also had this profound belief that God spoke to us through nature. That nature was where one could be close to God, most especially in the quiet of those mountains, on those ski slopes.
The vacation to Courmayeur in 1961 was the last you all took together as a family.
Yes. Yes, it was.
May I have your pizza, Mama?
Oh, Mariolina, you have some right in front of you. This pizza is so delicious, Zita.
Good.
You must have been divinely inspired.
What's divinely inspired, Mama?
It's an expression. The pizza is so tasty. It's as if Aunt Zita received inspiration from God when making it.
God speaks to you?
Shh, don't tell anyone.
Gianna, should I tell everyone?
Oh, you scared me, Pietro. What did you say?
Should we make the announcement now?
I thought we said we were going to wait.
I know, but Alberto's here. I don't know when we'll all be together again.
Allora, what are you two whispering about? Do they do this often, Mariolina?
I don't know.
Va bene, why not?
Yes?
I think it's a wonderful idea. Let's tell them.
Scusi, everyone. I want to thank everyone for coming first. Obviously, we're gathered here for the very rare occasion that our brother, Father Alberto, returns home. Gianna and I are delighted to host all of you. But there's also another announcement we want to make. And we're very happy that Father Alberto is here for it. We're expecting our fourth child.
What a joy!
Yes, we feel very blessed. And we are so excited for this new addition to our family. Buon appetito, everyone. I'm going to grab some more wine.
Congratulations, Gianna.
Thank you, Fernando.
I had no idea you were pregnant.
You seem surprised.
I just didn't know. I can usually tell. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling well.
Well, I'm very excited for you and Pietro, little sister.
Mariolina, is that my pizza?
No, this is my pizza.
How long has it been, Gianna?
Oh, hasn't been long, around 2 months.
Ah, so you're still early.
Yes. You know, just before we found out, I was telling Pietro how I'm getting close to 40 and we don't have much more time to have more children.
Oh, right.
So, we had better have one quick. Anyway, after hoping and praying, God answered.
It's really wonderful.
Do you have any names?
We've thought about Enrico, Alberto's baptized name.
Well, you can't go wrong there.
Hey, what about Ferdinando?
And then we'd have two Ferdinandos. At least with Enrico, he's now called Father Alberto.
What if it's a girl?
Well, she could still be called Enrico. I've heard it both ways.
I think everyone had a good time.
Yes. And it seems Alberto is very happy. By the way, I packed you all up for your work trip. I'll bring you some extra clothes for when you join us at Cour Mayor.
Did you pack my wool sweater?
Yes, all packed.
You thought of everything as usual.
I hope so. I'm so excited. Mariuccia and I finally get to have a vacation together. It will be such fun with the children.
I think it will be a nice break for all of us.
You know what I was reminded of tonight?
What's that?
When we were pregnant with Lauretta and how anxious we were then. I think we've learned how to manage all of it better.
Yes, and that includes taking vacations and enjoying them.
God has blessed us so, Pietro.
He has.
I love you.
I love you too.
Good night, dearest.
Sleep well, amore.
Pierluigi, put your jacket on.
I'm not cold, Mama.
Oh, you must be cold. It's chilly here. Come and put it on. Good job. Now let me zip it up.
Do I have to?
Well, you have to keep it on.
What is it with kids and the cold?
I don't know, Mariuccia.
They never feel the cold, no matter what. Even if it's making them sick.
I know.
Oh, look at the view from here, Gianna. Cour Mayor really is a wonderful place.
Isn't it?
How has it taken us so long to go on vacation together?
Yes. I'm hoping we can make it some sort of tradition for the kids. All of us going on vacation together here.
I love that idea.
Pierluigi, put your jacket back on at once. You're going to get cold.
I don't want to, Mama.
You have to.
Okay.
All the way.
I think little Pierluigi may be troubled, Gianna. Just imagine when he starts bringing girls home.
Not my Pierluigi. He'll be a good and holy priest.
Well, let's hope so.
Papa is here. Papa is here.
That must be Pietro.
Hello, my treasures.
I want to show you a fort Luca and I made in the woods, Papa. Come quickly.
Okay, but let me first greet your mother.
Ciao, dearest.
Mariuccia, it's wonderful to see you.
Ciao, Pietro.
Papa, come on, let's go.
Okay, I'm coming. I better go with him. Where are the other children?
There is Savina, in the house.
I'll say hi to them in a bit.
Okay, we'll see you back at the house. Be careful, and keep that jacket on, Pierluigi.
He will. All right, I'll race you there.
I'll beat you.
We'll see. I think you may be too fast, Pierluigi.
I told you.
How does an espresso sound?
Sounds lovely. There's homemade cookies in the cupboard as well.
It's wonderful to think of those days in Cour Mayor. They were pure bliss for Gianna and me, and the children. We had gone on other vacations before, but as I said earlier, this was different. We were completely content in how our lives were going, and the future seemed bright.
But the vacation was cut short?
Yes. About halfway through our vacation, Gianna developed a rather strange growth or lump in her stomach, her abdomen. We were immediately concerned for the baby. How much should we pack? Should I bring everything?
Let's pack what we need and then go.
Do you think we'll return?
I don't know. I just want to get on the road.
Is there anything I can help with for the packing?
I think we got it, Mariuccia. Thank you.
Actually, if you could take anything out of the car that you see for the children so that you have it.
Of course. I'll do that right away.
Savina, there is milk and cookies in the refrigerator for the kids. Here's some money. Make sure they get everything they need.
Yes, Gianna, of course.
Okay, I have the bags. Let's go. Do you have everything?
Yes.
Can I help with anything, Mama?
Oh, you can help by being good to Mariuccia and Savina.
Okay.
I think that's everything, Gianna. Are you ready?
Yes. Goodbye, my loves. We'll return soon. Mama just has to go to the doctor.
Are you okay, Mama?
Oh, yes, Mariolina. I just need a quick checkup.
Is the baby okay?
Yes, yes. But pray as hard as you can.
I always pray for the baby.
I know you do.
Gianna, should we head out?
Yes. We'll be back soon, my treasures. Keep that jacket on when you're outside, Pierluigi. I don't want you catching cold while we're gone. Do you have everything you need, Savina?
Yes, Gianna. We'll see you back here soon.
It's about a 2-hour drive to Magenta. Are you going to be okay?
I think so, Pietro. I'm not in a great deal of pain. I'm just worried.
Gianna, what do you think it is? Do you have any idea?
I don't know.
You must have some guess.
Well, I can't be sure, Pietro. It could be a cyst.
How dangerous would that be?
I wish I knew more. We'll just have to wait. It'll be okay, Pietro. I can see you're worried. Would you like to pray the rosary?
That sounds good.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, founder of The Merry Bakers. Tune in to episode 5, Love and Sacrifice, to hear the final episode of Gianna Mola. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Beggars is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.